What's going on, Anchor FM listeners and users? This is Ronan Joe Genji, representing Ronan Joe Chronicles, and I'm here with another episode. This is a movie review of Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. I wanted to get it out the way. I wanted to sit on it for a little bit and let my thoughts kind of just wander. I went to a midnight show, and I came back home around like 2:30-ish in the morning, like the a.m., because it's about a 2.5 hour, 2 hour, 20-minute movie. And you know, the film's directed by J.J. Abrams. And the film stars Adam Driver, Daisy Ridley, John Boyega, and Oscar Isaac. And the awesome Ian McDiarmid. Film takes place, you know, a couple years after The Last Jedi. And it sort of feels like an extension of The Last Jedi. It doesn't feel like a brand new chapter. It feels like it's picking up the flack of the last movie, because The Last Jedi really sticks out like a sore thumb. I can't imagine the pressure that J.J. Abrams had wrapping up 9 episodes in the saga, and then with trying to contain this Walt Disney trilogy that we got back in 2015 with The Force Awakens, which I really enjoyed. And honestly, after watching all 3 films, my excitement level was not really there from the get-go. The last level of excitement I had was when I watched The Force Awakens in theaters. Last Jedi, it went downhill, it took a detour, and it ignored everything that came after. You know what I'm saying? And now The Rise of Skywalker has to fill that void, because the first half of the movie is a bunch of exposition that's explaining what The Last Jedi was supposed to do. So basically, J.J. Abrams is trying to undo what Rian Johnson did in his film, because his film betrays what J.J. Abrams has given us as far as vital information since he started this new trilogy. And now it's like things are just randomly happening. Certain characters just randomly show up. It seems like it was being made up as it was going along. And the film is very entertaining, but it's mindless at this point, because nothing really matters. You still have unanswered questions, and you have to unravel things that have been going on since the 1977 film, which they really didn't do. And then you have to explain the events of 2 main characters, you know, mainly Kylo Ren and Rey. You have to explain the history of why they were doing what they were doing. And to be honest, those were the only 2 best characters in this movie, Rey and Kylo Ren. Great performances by Adam Driver and Daisy Ridley. But beyond that, everybody else is just there, and it's just fan service and then recreations of classic scenes from previous films set in the 2019 film. It's just reimagining versions of moments that we've gotten from previous installments from the past. And this movie is just 2 hours and 21 minutes of fan service and nostalgia. And it's not even welcome, it's not even earned, and it's not even progressing the narrative. And I sat there in the theater and a bunch of other people, and I'm telling you, it was quiet. There was no cheering and no woo, no excitement like that. And I wanted to do that. I wanted to feel it. I was rooting for the movie. I didn't go in thinking like, hey, it's going to suck. But I went in with realistic expectations, and I expected nothing. And that's exactly what I got. And I have to honestly say, I'm not disappointed. I just wanted to see for myself. And to those that knocked it down, they were right. Because this movie had a lot of pressure already. And I was one of the few that said J.J. Abrams was going to save the franchise. He did the best he could with what he had to work with. And I understand that whatever happened before that, you know, the damage was already done. So I look at it like, no matter who we got as a director, no one could save it. And also, on top of that, I believe there's only one person that knows how Star Wars would end, and that's George Lucas. And the problem with that is, this trilogy is uneven. And that is because The Last Jedi made some drastic, you know, narrative story decisions that does not add up with The Force Awakens and The Rise of Skywalker. Because when you look at 7, 8, and 9, you have Force Awakens, which feels like an episode 7, and then Last Jedi, which feels like, you know, fan fiction. It doesn't exist. You see what I'm saying? And then Rise of Skywalker feels like episode 8. So when you look at it from that logic, you're like, well, okay, well, where's episode 9? Where's this Rise of Skywalker that's happening? There was no acknowledgement of the family until probably the third act. And they saved all these moments because it was supposed to be this epic moment of, oh my God, this revelation that we thought was true wasn't true. They tried to have that Luke, I'm your father moment, and it didn't work. It just fell flat because nothing was explained. The second act is where the movie picks up, but it still lacks in narrative and substance. The first 45 to 50 minutes is explaining what The Last Jedi did not explain. And J.J. Abrams is almost kind of directing two different movies, it seems, because the first half feels completely different from the second and third act. There's so many scenes and there's so much going on that you have no choice but to feel nothing because nothing matters. You don't have time to sit and take things in. You don't have time to breathe. This movie is too disjointed. It's too fast-paced. And that could be a positive for those that have, you know, limited knowledge on Star Wars and just want to come and see, you know, sci-fi space spectacle. You're definitely going to get that because there is a lot of action. In fact, there's too much action and there's so much action that everything else just really doesn't matter because even the action that we get, it's just, there's no sense of danger. There's no sense of urgency. You know how it's going to play out based on the 45 minutes of narrative that we got in the beginning. And I'm not going to say it's predictable, but you could see things coming because this trilogy was, you know, based on playing it safe. I will commend Rian Johnson for trying to do something different, but he went against the rules and the mythology that J.J. Abrams has set up in that one movie, The Force Awakens. A lot can happen when a director comes in the middle of a trilogy. And it shows right here. This is the prime example of how not to do a trilogy because you have to answer questions. Then you have to acknowledge the old generation of fans. Then you have to explain this history and you have to explain this mythology for a new generation of fans. I don't really think it did any of that. And I'm trying to figure out where was the finale and where was the beginning and where was the middle and end because the movie I watched earlier this morning, it just seemed like a nonstop chase movie. But we still don't know what Rey was after. We never found out why Luke passed the mantle on to her and did he even train her? We never even saw her get trained. We still don't know where Kylo Ren stands. He wants to be good, but then he wants to be bad, but then he wants to bring Rey in, but then he wants to bring balance, but then he wants to, you know, consume the dark side. He's just a conflicted character already. But I will admit, he had a lot more to do, and he is explored very much more in this movie, and I like that. Rey had a lot to do. She was explored, but yet, her whole backstory is still kind of a clusterfuck because we still don't really know what she's after or what her end game is. She's just a person who's strong. She lost her parents. Okay. But what is driving her to be a Jedi? Who are really her parents? Like, this movie wraps up and things are still in a mystery. Like, things are still unexplained. There's still conspiracies and there's still fan theories. This movie was supposed to debunk all of that and say, no, this is what it is. This is what happened. And this is where we go from here. I don't know how you can continue from this, because the best thing about this movie is that it's completely over and it ends the Skywalker saga. We've been following the Skywalkers for nine movies, and we really haven't branched out to anything else. So I felt like the franchise as a whole was kind of already stuck in the box for decades and decades. That's not our fault, because George Lucas had a plan, and his plan was to explain where the Skywalkers came from. He gave us that. And his original trilogy dropped us into an adventure that was already established. So we were just following these characters and learning about who they are through their actions. Here, they were trying to recreate episodes 4, 5, and 6 with new characters. And I'm not going to say it's a full-on remake, but Rise of Skywalker has moments that you've seen in previous other movies, just done in a different way, but with different characters. And it's supposed to be the, yeah, oh my God moment. And it doesn't work, because you've seen that. Episode 9 was supposed to be the film of closure and answers, and bringing new characters into the forefront in this final installment to start off a new saga. You know what I'm saying? But they're still biting on the past. That's why Emperor Palpatine is here. And it was cool to see him, but at the end of the day, I was like, did he really need to be here? Because his role was kind of limited, and he was in the background anyway, even in the previous other movies. In those movies, he mattered. Here, it was fan service, and I felt like it wasn't warranted at all, because I believe having Emperor Palpatine was the hook to get people to come and see this movie. Because to me, his story arc was complete. He did his job. And The Rise of Skywalker as a whole undoes a lot of the history and finale moments that we got in previous movies from the past. It kind of just rewrites history when history was already set in stone. So I felt like each film kind of disowns itself, and it takes a disconnect from the previous movies, because each film is trying to be its own thing instead of trying to connect and come together. 7, 8, and 9 does not really come together, because Last Jedi again feels like a fan film, and 7 and 9 feel like part 1s and part 2s, and now a 3 is missing. And Rise of Skywalker really felt like it should have been 3-part film in its own. Just this movie alone. This could have been a trilogy in its own. Taking away Last Jedi and Force Awakens, Rise of Skywalker felt like it should have had 3 parts on its own. Because too much is happening for no one to care. Too much fan service that was not warranted. And before you know it, it's over. So the action is to basically blind the audience into thinking something is happening, when in reality it's not. They're just going from point A to point B. They're going by the motions, and nothing's really happening. They're fighting this epic finale to bring order to the new, the new 66 that's happening, to restore order. But they did that decades ago. So I'm like, where was the threat and where was the stakes? They kept getting into shenanigans situations where, you know, Rey had to help them out and defend them. And the Force is being contradicted as well, because I always thought that in these movies, you had to have a master, and the Force would be one with you or it wasn't. It was a gift. It was a curse. You either had it or you didn't, but you had to believe. But in this new Disney trilogy, anybody can have the Force, and anybody can be a Jedi, and that kind of goes against the art of training and using the Force. So how is the Force valuable if anybody can have it? I didn't understand that. And it's things like that where the new films kind of rewrite the new rules, and they rewrite the mythology, and they create new rules, and they kind of abandon what came before. You know, they're kind of playing in the sandbox, saying, hey, we're going to do it this way. And the new Disney trilogy kind of betrays the old films, even the prequels, you know what I'm saying? So it's a convoluted mixed bag of just mindless action and current events that never really lead to nowhere. And again, I have to say, yeah, I enjoyed watching the movie. Obviously, yeah, it's Star Wars. But is it a good movie? No, it absolutely is not a good movie. It's 2 hours and 21 minutes of mindless entertainment. And the finale did nothing for me. When it ended, I was like, okay, what are they going to do now? And I didn't have that sense of, yeah, this is it. I feel satisfied. But it could have been a whole lot worse. We could have got Rian Johnson to come back and direct it again. And we already know how people feel about him. J.J. Abrams, I believe, did the best he could. I think they should just let Star Wars just chill for a couple years. Focus on TV series or something, because the movie outline is not really working. It's very clear and obvious that Walt Disney and Kathleen Kennedy, I'm not putting blames, but they are involved. It's obvious that they did not have a plan. And they bought Star Wars just to make money off of it. And it's a business, so I get it. But there was really no plan to move things forward. There was no roadmap. There was no universe that they were trying to build. They were trying to restart and rebrand Star Wars with new characters. And they were going to use nostalgia to get people in. And that's exactly what they did. So they succeeded on that. Bravo. They baited us. The problem I have is that when I came to invest in this, I was expecting something new. And we got that in certain areas with certain characters, but we were just retreading a lot of the same ground. And I feel bad for those that, you know, went and watched this and are expecting something. I'm not worried about those that have, you know, limited knowledge of Star Wars. They just want to go see a good sci-fi and space opera. And to those that have limited knowledge on Star Wars, you're going to enjoy the movie. The hardcore fans that are saying that it's a great movie and it's an epic finale, I want to know, like, what did you get from it? And do you see yourself watching this movie again? Is there replay value to this? Because I was going to go watch it again just to give it another chance to see how I felt about it. But, you know, 24 hours from, midnight, I'm still sitting here and now I don't care to see it again. And I'm stuck between, you know, giving this movie a C or a D. And I'm being generous right now. And I'll give it the benefit of the doubt. And I'll say it again. I'm not disappointed at all. I just wanted to see it for myself so I can see what the controversy was. And I understand. This movie is also going to divide fans as well. That's not a good look. The Rise of Skywalker is technically in the same boat as The Last Jedi. They did not do anything to further the narrative of Star Wars. They did not do anything to progress the Star Wars saga or universe. They're just there, but they offer nothing. Force Awakens is still my favorite out of this trilogy. And I did enjoy watching Rise of Skywalker, but it's not a good movie. I was underwhelmed, man. And I don't think there's any more that you can do. You would just have to start fresh and build a whole brand new universe. I mean, nostalgia can only be stretched so far to the point where there's nothing left to squeeze out of that sponge. And Rise of Skywalker just really doesn't have anything to give. It's just going through the motions with mindless spectacle action to make you think something has happened. This is the most blindfolded chapter in the Star Wars universe. Because nothing really happens. Even though things are happening, they don't matter. Because nothing is really explained until the third act. And then by the time we get that information, it's still very limited. And then it feels like it's just thrown in there for a shock factor moment. Again, nothing is earned or warranted when some type of important revelation is revealed. And that's the problem I have. But this is not only just Rise of Skywalker. This is the Star Wars saga as far as cinematic movie goes. the trilogies are very, you know, common for, you know, kind of being inconsistent and raising too many questions and not giving enough answers. The previous trilogies gave answers and things like that. But where the prequels get a pass is that we saw the transformation of Skywalker. We saw the Trade Federation fall. We saw Palpatine and his workings in the beginning. And the original trilogy set us into a universe that we were learning about. So it made sense for us to have questions. 7, 8, and 9 was supposed to wrap all of that up, not recreate history and forget about what happened in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. That's the problem I have with this. So when you look at it as a whole, this whole trilogy doesn't work. And it doesn't even feel like a trilogy at all, because The Last Jedi does not fit. It sticks out like a sore thumb. That's my thoughts on it, man. And I'm not going to say this ruined my childhood or anything like that, because I'm a guy that grew up with the Star Wars prequels. I saw the special editions from the 90s of episodes 4, 5, and 6. And I'm a prequel lover. So that's not really biased at all. That's just me being honest and where I stand. I don't think this new trilogy is consistent. It's kind of broken. And it fell short. The Rise of Skywalker, okay, that title's misleading. It was really the rise to nothing, honestly. But I'm not disappointed. You know, I just wanted to see for myself. I got what I wanted. The movie did its job according to everyone else. You know, oh, it's the greatest thing of all time. I want to know where that greatest movie of all time is, because I was in that theater and a whole bunch of other people were. It was complete silence. We were all sitting there looking dumbfounded. Like, okay, that's it? You know what I'm saying? I didn't even feel that Star Wars excitement that you normally feel when you go to see a Star Wars movie. This is the second time I've been to a Star Wars movie, and I did not get that true to life, you know, excitement. We're about to see a new Star Wars movie. That ended when I saw The Force Awakens. But these last two movies did not deliver. And we have to give J.J. Abrams the same, you know, flack that we gave to Rian Johnson. I think that that's fair. But I think J.J. Abrams did make his installments of this new Star Wars films feel like classic Star Wars. But because of what he had to do and what Rian Johnson came in and did, they both kind of tarnished the old classic mythos. And there was really nothing anybody can do, no matter who was the director, because the franchise itself was already full of inconsistency. We just learned how to accept it over time and not have conversations about it. At the end of the day, to be 100, this is George Lucas's baby. But us as Star Wars fans, we pushed him away. And that's why the franchise is where it's at right now, in the gutter. And us as fans, that's our fault for not knowing what we wanted and just complaining just for the fact that we didn't see certain characters and things like that. We pushed George Lucas away. He would have still been here. But, you know, this is what happens when you listen to fans instead of just trying to make a good movie. And I felt like J.J. Abrams was catering to those that didn't know Star Wars, and he was catering to those that just wanted to see fan service and nostalgia. But when you're dealing with the final chapter of a 9 epic saga, you got to come with more fire than that. You got to bring more than that. Your film is riding on everything. This is the final installment. And it doesn't even feel like the final installment. I need another film because I need answers. But at the same time, I don't even care. Anyway, man, let me grade this thing. So, without any biases, man, I'm going to give this movie a D. I enjoyed watching it, but I didn't care what happened in the movie. I felt nothing. It was a bad, mindless entertainment movie. It didn't deliver what it said it would. The title is misleading. The trailers were bait. The nostalgia, you know, baited you in, making you think you were going to get something, some type of closure, some type of conclusion. But yet we got more questions We got some answers, but limited. But it was shoehorned in at the last minute, so nothing really mattered. There was no true, oh my God, revelation payoff. It just happened. And that's kind of where I'm at. And I'm curious to know, for people that are hyping this movie, are you guys really sure this is the greatest Star Wars movie of all time? Is that your opinion? Well, it's your opinion, obviously. Or is that a lie you tell yourself because you know you're not going to get anything beyond this level of Star Wars content? Is this you accepting what we have because you know you may not ever get this again? Or do you really believe that this is a good movie? And if so, I'm just curious to know where was the greatness at, and where was the narrative, and why was there so much exposition if, you know, Last Jedi had did his job? I'm curious, man, because I'm hearing people praise this movie, and I sat there and watched it with a straight face, no emotion, zero excitement. I gave it a chance. I did. And I'm not upset at all. I'm just a little underwhelmed, and I got what I asked for. Yeah, let me know your thoughts, guys. Hit me up on social media and let me know. Let's talk about it. You know, unbiasedly, you know, unapologetic. You know, let's have, you know, mutual disagreements, agree to disagree. Let's have a healthy conversation about it, because I want to know what was amazing about this movie. I didn't see it. Maybe I saw a different movie. I'm not sure. But yeah, man, that's my thoughts and my analysis on Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker. I mean, nothing. Anyway, thank you for tuning in and listening. Don't forget to follow me on social media, on Facebook at RoninJoeGenji85, Twitter, RoninJoeGenji85, Instagram, RoninJoeGenji, also on Instagram as RoninJoeChronicles. And again, let me know what you thought, man. I'm curious to know, man. This is some great conversation I need to get in on. And as always, stay tuned for the next one. But for now, it's lights out. Peace, everybody.